every nation, every tribe, come together.
Pope Benedict's next overseas pastoral visit this year takes him to another Anglophone country, Australia, where he will attend the World Youth Day celebrations in the city of Sydney in mid-July. Cardinal George Pell, Archbishop of Sydney, spoke to my colleague Charles Collins about preparations and expectations for the World Youth Day event.
Basically, they're going quite well. We have no major hitches, no unexpected challenges, so it's unrolling pretty much according to schedule.
How many people do you expect? There had been some concern because of the distance to Australia from many of the other parts of the world.
Well, everybody's always known about the distance, that it was going to be a problem. There are some new difficulties. The weakening of the American dollar puts a little bit of extra pressure on the 38,500 who have said they are likely to come from the United States of America. In some places, it's a little bit difficult to get flights. People might have to go indirectly, say, come to Australia from the States via the Philippines or Japan, and then south. But our numbers are holding up. We look like having about 160,000 from overseas. So some names are being added, some names are coming off. So the numbers are holding up well, and they're above expectations, above our estimate.
And what about, you mentioned the Philippines, what about Asia? Do you see a large amount coming from there?
There'll be a significant number from Asia, although they're much closer than many other parts of the world. The great problem there is a lack of money. They don't have the wherewithal. But we've made a special effort to help pilgrims from Papua New Guinea and the Pacific Islands. For example, they only pay a $50 registration fee, and we've made many, many parishes and dioceses are working to help subsidise their fares. So the numbers from New Zealand, Papua New Guinea and the islands are two or three times what we had initially estimated.
What is the awareness of this event outside of the Catholic community in Australia?
It's growing steadily, especially around Sydney. And we're now starting to get quite a lot of publicity. In the last day or so, I think the state government in Sydney has announced the road closures for the World Youth Day, and obviously that has provoked a bit of consternation. So in all sorts of ways, people are becoming aware that there are likely to be more visitors from overseas to Sydney for the World Youth Day than there were for the Olympics, which were a huge success.
An aspect of World Youth Day does have a missionary emphasis, both to the Catholic youth themselves, but also many of the events that happen during the World Youth Day are public. One thinks of the Stations of the Cross,
mm-hmm.
that have become a tradition for World Youth Day. How much importance is given to missionary activity in Australia?
Well, there are many types of missionary activity. There's evangelization. I suppose there'd be quite some scope in Australia for what you might call re-evangelization. So there are very considerable opportunities. And we have not a big number, but a steady stream of adults who come into the church. Either they were without baptism or they come into full communion. They were members of other Christian denominations. So we're increasingly sensitive to that. In the seminary in which I'm in charge of, each of the seminarians has to do a couple of missions out in the parishes, out in the shopping centres, out in the streets. And we're hoping in the young priests-to-be that we will develop an even deeper sensibility to the need to evangelise, to go out and talk about Christ and offer Christ to other people.
How difficult is that in Australian society, which has become highly secular? There is some social fragmentation, as of all Western civilization seems to have gone nowadays. How difficult is this re-evangelization?
Well, there are significant differences across the Western world. Sociologically, we're somewhere between the religious situation of the United States and the religious situation in Britain. I think secularism hasn't run as far or as deeply in Australia as it has in the United Kingdom. There's much less hostility to religion in Australia than there is in the United States, but there's also considerably less religious enthusiasm. So our problem is indifference, And it's hard work to interest people. People aren't, especially the young, generally are not hostile at all. And quite a few of them are interested to hear what we have to say. But to convert interest into commitment, that's the challenge. But the World Youth Day will help that greatly. And also the Pope is a great teacher, so he'll certainly have something to say.
That was Cardinal George Pell of Sydney talking to my colleague Charles Collins.